Welcome to the Introduction to the Pruning course. I'm so glad you're here. For some writers, they read through what they've written, tidy it up a bit, and reckon it's then okay to share with others. I recommend pruning as part of my red pen editing cycle. It's step 9, drill down. That's when you look at paragraphs, sentences, and words, and of course punctuation. So why should you prune? Well, you may be writing to a word count and need to bring what you've already written back within the limit set. Pruning makes space for more content, so if you've not managed to cover all you wanted, cutting some words will give you elbow room for that additional content. But I think you should also be aiming to make every word worth its weight in gold. No padding, no waffle, pure gold. In that way, you will create a richer reading experience. Now, in this lesson, I mentioned big picture pruning, and distinguish that from style pruning, which is what this course is all about. You might think you should wait until you've done the big picture prune, deciding which scenes stay and which go, which characters end up on the cutting room floor, before you worry about style and pruning at word level. It's up to you. You could argue that to do style pruning on a scene which then gets cut is a waste of valuable time, but it may be that while you were pruning, you realised you didn't need the scene at all. I'm just glad you are pruning, and I hope you enjoy the course and learn a lot on this journey.